This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's my show.
Hey. Put a little bit. I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey, put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back and welcome to our Facebook Live draft show presented by Quilted Squirrel. When you're ready to generate more leads and grow your business, call Quilted Squirrel. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Ryan Fowler of Bleacher Report in just a moment. Sal Capaccio at 5, just as a short intro to those joining us as we launch over on our Facebook page. Bulldog, what do you think? What's going to happen? It's 4 hours from now, and I think you've probably talked about this and thought about this more than any human being. What will happen?
I think Brandon Bean is going to die trying to move up. And I don't know, like that, and that'll go in tears because I happen to subscribe to the idea that he'd like to go get as good a player as he possibly can get his hands on and mortgage a lot of the future to do it. I don't know that he'll be able to connect on it. So I think as this thing starts, I'll be as on alert as I've ever been. Maybe since 2018 when we knew the Bills were, you know, targeting a quarterback and they'd already made moves prior to draft day to try to get up as high as they could. Ultimately, they got to 7 and took Josh Allen. I think tonight is the same way. The only difference is once we get past the Bears at 9 and if the Bills don't trade into there – or somewhere close to there, then I think like every pick after that, I'd be like, okay, is he going to call these guys? Because I think he's going to want to fill that hole and not just sit back and wait to see what falls to him.
It'll go in tears, and if he succeeds, I will be in tears, I believe. Different spelling, but yeah, I'm not rooting for the trade up. In fact, adding to the success I've had with the weight loss, thanks to Awaken 180, is the additional pounds. Are the additional pounds I've lost today just sweating Twitter, worried that any minute there's going to be, oh, the Bills have traded next year's 1 and 2 and Minnesota, just some haul that I would not be excited about. Ryan Fowler with us from Bleacher Report. We had Ryan on a couple of weeks ago and hoped that we could have one more conversation. Didn't realize it would be on the day of round one, Ryan, so especially thank you for that, because I'm sure you're as excited as everybody else for tonight.
Absolutely, guys. As always, thank you for having me on. We're going to get this thing rolling here in just a few hours. It's been a long, long wait, hasn't it?
Yes. I think, and you probably heard our brief conversation here, wide receiver has been almost everything in this discussion in Buffalo for several weeks. I think the big question as we talk a few hours from the start of this, Ryan, is what are those teams in the middle who might want a wide receiver for themselves? From 15 to Dallas, maybe. There could be a half dozen teams where in certain mock drafts you see a receiver picked. That's what maybe the Bills have to figure out, play against here tonight. And I wonder what you think, you know, be as specific as you want or just generally – what is going to be the appetite for receiver once we get past the big three?
Yeah, I think it's going to be, look, there is a drop-off in talent once you get past, of course, your Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, and Romo Odunze guys. I expect the top 10 on my board, guys I expect all to be off the board by that 10, 11th pick. Now, once you move past that, it's going to be interesting to see how teams value the Brian Thomases of the world, Keon Coleman, Xavier Legette? Is someone going to move up for potentially an Xavier Worthy guys? Because as we moved here over these last few hours, there's been a lot of conversation here at 21 with Miami to where there's a lot of talk as far as them taking a defensive tackle to try to replace, if you will, the likes of Christian Wilkins. But Xavier Worthy from Texas is a very sneaky name there. Watch at 21, a team that values speed. There's been a lot of buzz with Worthy there from Texas at 21. But if Buffalo wants their guy and they're at 28, they obviously have the ammo in this draft to send picks on day two or day three to try to move up. I will not ever flack a guy if it's Brandon Bean to say, look, if that is your guy, if Brian Thomas Jr. is your guy, and you don't think he gets past, let's say, 21, go and get your guy. So they need some height at the position. Khalil Shakir, Curtis Samuel, I like those two guys as inside-outside threats. But where ultimately this receiver bucket is going to really maneuver itself and iron itself out is going to be that 15 to 25 range. And when Brian Thomas Jr. comes off the board, that's when I think some teams, potentially even the Carolina, early portions of the second round, to trade in above a potentially a Baltimore or even a Kansas City at 32 to get the guy that they'd like.
How much stock are you putting in Thomas appearing in mock drafts anyway? I mean, I'll just disclaim it that way, to be falling. Like, for months on end here, Ryan, probably the last time we talked, I might have even used this phrasing because I've used it frequently. Like, that middle portion there where teams could be looking for receivers feels like Brian Thomasville. You've got those top three, and then you've got this clump of guys down in the 20s, and Thomas has almost resided in the teens exclusively. This week, last few days, suddenly I'm seeing Brian Thomas Jr. falling to the Bills at 28. Is that entirely, you think, because of the shoulder concern, the injury concern?
There are a lot of concerns around the league with Brian Thomas's shoulder, but I will say this. I don't think he slips past 25 in this draft. You know, I just mentioned the top three guys there. I expect them to be top 10 picks, and he could possibly very well be that next guy, and we're going to have to wait 15 picks to see him. Now, it is going to be interesting to see how teams parallel Brian, Keon, and Adonai Mitchell, guys that look the same, but they have different skill sets as far as what they're going to offer immediately, whether it's a guy that can go up and get a 50-50 ball or what he does after the catch, or a guy like Keon Coleman to where he can be an overpowering, physically dominant type of player in the run game as well, or a guy that you want to create undesignated touches. So I believe a couple weeks ago, guys, we chatted about I could see Brian Thomas being there at 28. I just don't see that right now with the conversations I've had here these last few days or these last few weeks. But I will say that anything can happen, and it only takes one team to take the guy. I would not be surprised if Brian Thomas goes at 15, 16, or if he goes at 30, 31 in this draft. But there are concerns with the shoulder. But you look at the height, the weight, the speed, what translates to the NFL level, what the Bills want to do specifically vertically with Josh Allen's arm. I think the fit is absolutely there. It's just going to be interesting to see if Brandon Bean, does that shoulder scare him or does it not? And then you're going to have to make a move up for him here as we get to the middle portions of this first round.
For what it's worth, the Bills would seem to have more than the average share of urgency for whoever they pick from these guys to play and contribute right away. You know, another team, Carolina, you mentioned, they can take their time. If a guy isn't ready to start the season, you know, hypothetically, maybe a different equation. We did talk about him that day, Ryan, and we also talked about Coleman, because when you mentioned his name, you know, I got a little bit of a jolt of electricity, because a lot of the conversation about him has been negative. And I wonder, since you brought him back up here, and he's still worthy of mention from you, Ryan, here among these receiver candidates, what's your expectation? Is he round one, Keon Coleman?
For me, he is a round one player in this draft. Now, does he go on round one? I would give it a 45% chance in this class. Now, I will also say this. You look at a team like Dallas in the middle of the 20s, where there's been a lot of talk. Is it Jackson Powers Johnson? Are they potentially going to take a Zach Frazier there from West Virginia, who's had a ton of buzz here these last few days? Or maybe do they go receiver? Because as we know, Jerry Jones in Dallas, they like to make a splash. And you look at that receiver's room right now, behind CeeDee Lamb, to where every single year, really the floor in Dallas, as all we talk about is Dallas going to make the Super Bowl? They're the favorite in the NFC East. We do it every single year. So I think they're a team to keep an eye on, specifically for a Keon Coleman, a guy that has a flashy skill set, an electric type of player, an immediate contributor, to where you would love that fit as that wide receiver two behind a CeeDee Lamb, to where the attention's all going to be on 88 and Lamb on the outside. Keon's going to be able to see isolated matchups early on in his career. So, again, he's a first-round player for me. Does the NFL feel that way? If I had to guess right now, just a couple hours here until we get this thing going, I would say no.
Still close, though, 45%. I mean, that's not, but that's almost a coin flip. So we could see it. We could see it. Ryan Fowler, our guest from Bleacher Report here on WGR.
How do you feel about Xavier Worthy? I would admit, Ryan, that when he ran the time at the 40, I might make the mistake of being predisposed to like, oh, great, there's the fast guy. Somebody's going to overdraft him because he set a record at the combine. But the more I've looked at his, you know, his skill set and read about him, I feel like there's a pretty well-rounded receiver in there that has elite speed. And while he doesn't fit, you know, the size and weight profile that maybe the Bills would prefer on the outside, considering that they lost Gabriel Davis this offseason, and he was such a big part of their run game as well, and on the field, like for 90%+ of the snaps through his 4 years here, I still think Worthy could be a fit for the Bills. How do you feel about that player?
Yeah, I like Xavier Worthy a lot. Now, I will say, you know, a lot of the teams nowadays, they the 40 stuff at the combine, it swayed opinions on guys like Keon Coleman or guys like Terry and Arnold. And teams nowadays use this GPS data that's embedded in the shoulder pads of guys around colleges. So they use those analytics for a lot of their speed data. And you're never going to see a guy align on the outside, guys, in a compression shirt and shorts and a track stance and just run straight. That's never going to happen. But I think when you look at Xavier Worthy and his skill set as a three-level threat to where in this day and age, I mean, you just turn on the Miami Dolphins and where it's speed, 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 and it's not just Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. It's guys like Devon Achane and, of course, Raheem Mostert. And I know Bills fans out there know that darn well. But I think Xavier's skill set, again, as a three-level threat, the ability to separate, the ability to put your foot in the ground and work towards the quarterback. And I also think guys in the past, as far as we always talk about these smaller receivers, is it ever going to work relying on an outlying type of skill set that Xavier is because of his frame? And just he's not very heavy in the pants, if you will. Not a lot of sand in his pants, if you will. But the Tyler Lockett's of the world, the Devonta Smiths, and specifically last year with a guy like Tank Dell, who was one of my favorite players in the class, a lot of people really, and even the NFL teams I spoke to said, look, he's 160 pounds soaking wet. I don't know if that's going to hold up. And he obviously had a heck of a year down there for the Houston Texans. So I'm right there with you. I like Xavier Worthy's game a lot. I think if Brandon Bean likes him in this offense to where not the biggest guy in the world, he's not a Keon Coleman, doesn't look like a Brian Thomas, but the skill set would translate right away and also force mismatches and also expand your playbook, which is the ultimate goal of every single NFL offense in the league.
With Ryan Fowler, let's get to the top five here. Number one, Caleb Williams seems a given. After that, I have been waiting for Drake May to become the predicted, to become the favorite for number two in Washington. You've been close to the Washington franchise, and I know you know it well. That hasn't happened yet, right? I mean, is it now sort of a given or close to one that it's Daniels, or do we not know? What does it look like to you?
Yeah, guys, I've been trying to pull the strings in Washington for weeks now, and I haven't gotten anything. But I will say here, as we creep towards this thing going next couple hours, I would be very shocked if it is not the Heisman winner in Jaden Daniels out of LSU with the second overall pick.
Okay. Would you...
And what happens then?
You answer that, like, would you agree with that pick for Washington? Is that what they should do, in your opinion?
If I was Adam Peters, I would take Drake May. I haven't had much prospect fatigue on him as far as I like it. I like a guy right now. I want to win as a quarterback, intermediate, shallow areas of the offense, strictly as a quarterback right now in the younger portions of his career. So, again, if I was Adam Peters, I would take Drake May, but I'm not going to be someone that's going to say, oh, you shouldn't have taken this guy and taken this guy. As long as you have a plan and the correlating surroundings that you have around you, don't be shocked as well if Washington trades back into the first round. There's been a lot of talk there as well, moving to 28 potentially with Buffalo or 29 to potentially get a Tyler Guyton if he's still there from Oklahoma. It would be a dream scenario is what I was told from a source there in Washington. But if I was Peters, I would take May. But I do believe, guys, it is going to be Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick.
So that said, do you think the Patriots should and will take May at three, or is that open for business and that's where things start to get hairy already?
Yeah, things are going to get really interesting, guys, really quick. You look at Minnesota, you look at the Giants, they've been making calls across the league here in these last few hours, trying to get a last deal done. I'm not sure Minnesota is going to want to trade the farm, 11-23, a first in 2025, to potentially move up with New England. And if New England doesn't like the packages from elsewhere, I expect them to stay at three and take Drake May from North Carolina.
What about McCarthy, Ryan?
Yeah, look, it's going to be interesting to see what Minnesota does and even keep an eye on a team like New York and also Las Vegas. Las Vegas wants to make a move up. They've been aggressive these last few weeks in trying to make a move up. I know they like Michael Penix. You can even look at Minnesota and they can say, look, we could even potentially stay at 11 or potentially maybe have to just move in. Let's just trade with Chicago to get in at 9 if we have to take a guy like Michael so Denver doesn't take him or New Orleans or Vegas. But we look at J.J. McCarthy. For me, I would not touch him in the top 10 because of why I think there are some things in his game to where I need guys that are going to mask some inefficiencies that you may have along your front five or consistently throw receivers open on the outside. Not saying he can't down the line, but right now, and none of these guys are perfect prospects coming into the draft, coaching and development are always perfect, but those teams really, New York, Vegas, Minnesota, things are going to get crazy, guys, here in the top 10 picks, and things are going to throw a wrench into this process because, look, even the thing, too, look at L.A. at 5. There's been a lot of talk with Malik Nabers. I would not be shocked they take Joe Walt from Notre Dame, and then you're New York at 6. So there's been a lot of talk with quarterback, and you also have Roma Dunze in the board, Marvin Harrison potentially, if he doesn't go at 4, to Arizona, and Malik Nabers. And then that just throws a wrench in the entire top 10, wow, guys. So anything can happen in this draft tonight. It is going to get crazy really fast. Just sit back and enjoy the chaos tonight, guys.
You've mentioned the Raiders and Penix Jr. Nix is the only QB I don't think we've talked about here. Do you think we end up with the five that have been talked about going in the first round and Nix too, or is that too many?
I'll say this. I think Bo Nix is the first-round quarterback. I think all six guys go tonight. I really do. I think Bo Nix, the thing that's been the biggest conversation point has been his maturity and the rapid improvement that he showed going from Auburn to Oregon. And teams just want a guy that's they're going to balance the game manager and also stretching the field. But a narrative that really is gone overlooked in this process is Bo Nix has more targets 10-plus yards down the field than Jaden Daniels in this class, who was known for targeting vertically to Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas. And he also has more touchdowns on targets 10-plus yards down the field than a guy like Michael Penix, who is known for throwing to Romo Dunze, Jalen Polk, and Jalen McMillan. So I think Bo is a first-round guy. He doesn't get enough credit for his athleticism. He's extremely smart. He's a mature quarterback that's going to be able to come into a huddle right away, dissect the playbook, and just live in the shallow to intermediate areas early on in a career. And I think right away for even a team like Denver, I think that would fit right away for them, Sean Payton out there in the AFC West.
Are those teams, like a Denver with Nix or the Raiders with Penix Jr., are they making a mistake if they just jump on those players at the spots they're in? Like, should they try to trade down and get value, or do you subscribe to, you know, if you like the guy and you think you can trade down and get him, maybe you shouldn't like him?
I think if you really like the guy, I think get him where you are, just get him in, right? But I think for me, I would trade down and try to get more assets. I would not be shocked if you move back into the early portions of the 20s, mid-20s is where I think Bo Nix and Michael Penix should go. But again, all it takes, guys, is one team to fall in love with a player, and the boards will be shaken up from there.
Ryan Fowler of Bleacher Report, should be an awesome night. We love the draft. Thanks a lot for joining us today and a couple of weeks ago as well, giving us your time. Have fun tonight.
As always, thank you, guys. Enjoy the night.
Thanks, Ryan.
Oh, I will. I'm really looking forward to tonight. I don't know. I'm very relaxed. You're talking about anxiety, and you're so stressed about this trade up. At least until 7. Well, I shouldn't tell you to relax because you being edgy could be good for us. But nothing's going to happen until the thing starts rolling anyway. You know, like the Bills aren't trading with the Bears until they see what's happening ahead of the Bears. So you know, you got a while. Just don't tie yourself up in knots.
No, that's good. That's good advice. That's good advice. I'm seeing a BetQL Daily clip about a draft drinking game, which I'm sort of game for it, but not alone at home with my kids. Like, that's not really the spirit
really
of it.
That really sounds, no pun intended. What's the word I want? Sad is what that sounds.
Yeah, pathetic.
Sad. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yes. Better. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Or worse.
What you doing, Dad? I'm just playing a drinking game, and I just had to take 3 shots of tequila because the Titans drafted a linebacker.
Right, because Mel Kiper said whatever. Like, yeah, right.
I've had my extra coffee. I've got the iced tea. I can prove it right here on the Facebook Live. So I'm definitely sufficiently caffeinated at least sufficiently caffeinated. Could be over. But, you know, I'm not really, like, wound up, like I said, about a Bills trade yet, like, to your point. But, man, I remember 5 years ago in here, like it was yesterday, that was, like, I might have been red in the face.
Quinnen Williams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rumors.
At Oliver, yeah.
Which ended up at Oliver, and the Bills avoided whatever temptation they felt.
To trade up from 9-3.
9-3 or 4. Was it 3?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this would be the worst idea. I don't want to say necessarily that one of these trades you like is the worst. I have said it, though. I have said that, is this going to be, this would be the worst trade in Bills history?
I think you think it would be the worst, yeah. I was not a fan of the Quinnen Williams idea either. He turned out to be an excellent player. Yeah, yeah. Oliver's pretty good himself, and he's not as good as him. But I never bought it. That was the thing. Like, you were so high. I was like, it's all just lies. They're not, nothing's happening here. Whatever. It could have been right. It just couldn't make it work. And so the Bills ended up staying where they were, and they drafted Ed Oliver. This, where they are now with this quarterback and with the Super Bowl window and what they have at receiver, yeah, I'm full speed ahead. Like, go up. I'll worry about all that other stuff later. Who's going to be my safety? Oh, I don't know. Some guy, probably. It'll be fine. Don't worry, Ma. Like, that's me. Just go get me a receiver because, man, that receiving core is tough right now.
If that 2019 idea rumor had cost the Bills their 2020 first, that's how they got Diggs on the team. You know, like, it's easy. I think it's easy for a lot of people just like, next year's, just do it. And I just am here to represent, just don't do it. Just say no. Are you a business owner or marketing manager who wants better results from your marketing? Of course you are. Who wouldn't? Your website needs to engage prospects, your video content needs to tell your story, and your advertising needs to convert. Sound about right? Then it's time to check out Quilted Squirrel. For more than a decade, Quilted Squirrel has helped local companies strengthen their brands, gain visibility, and generate more leads. Learn more today at QuiltedSquirrel.com. That's QuiltedSquirrel.com. Invitation, once again, to you. Call us up. Call your shot. What are you hoping for? What are you worried about? 803-0550 is the number. Sal at 5, round 1 tonight. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. It is our Facebook Live Draft Show, presented by Quilted Squirrel. We'll be right back after the update here on WGR.
Talking about where prospects may have been ranked publicly or where people were thinking that they were going versus where I've been hearing guys might go leading up to the draft. Michael Penix Jr. has made one of the bigger jumps in that regard of anybody in this draft. Now, he's a polarizing type of a prospect. I talked to one assistant coach who's been in the quarterback game a long time, who put him as the number two quarterback in this class behind Caleb Williams. I talked to several other people who have Michael Penix Jr. behind Spencer Rattler as the seventh prospect in this class. A lot of that has to do with, can you fit Michael Penix Jr.'s play style to your scheme as well as your personnel?
Tom Pelissero. Not a player.
That's my dude.
On our radar.
Not our radar. He's on my radar. I'm rooting for Michael Penix Jr. I loved him in college, and I'm enjoying this. You know, it could be smoke, I don't know, but I'm enjoying this ride up into the first round that he seems to be taking today.
You had a tweet from Diana Russini about the Bears being open for business.
Yeah. Six minutes ago. Yeah, open for business at 9, telling teams they are ready to move for the right price, per source. There's the tweet.
Man, how much what do you have to give up to just get these reporters to say that for you? What's the
just
trade-off?
Answer the phone when they call, I think.
What's the trade-off? Why would that never be true? Why would that ever not be true? Like, what is the value? What is the merit of the tweet? There is none. It's when you say that to your calls in a second, when you say that like 5 years ago, that rumor this about, you know, late afternoon, round of the draft, some speculation, multiple outlets were mentioning the Bills as maybe wanting to trade up with the Jets to draft Quinnen Williams, which I thought was the worst idea of all time. And you say, well, don't worry about it. It's probably just a lie, like you said today. Probably not true. How could it be a lie if the Jets, in that case, can't drum up enough interest on their own in their pick, and they want to trade it? So they use the media to help them. We can't get an offer we want for pick 3. Will you tweet about, I wouldn't think they would make up teams in that case, but will you tell the world that we're here and we're listening? Sure. But I don't accept that, like, there's really that much value in that. I don't understand what Diana Russini does for the Bears in return for them to get her to say the Bears would trade the pick. Duh, we know almost everybody would trade their pick. Most situations, like, that's kind of a known thing. Why does any of this happen?
Because it's a circus, and circuses are supposed to be fun. That's it. It's all just part of the game. What's the purpose of this? I say it on the air. Bills fans hear it like, oh, man, the Bears are – I hear the – that's what today is for. It's just like just talking about all the stuff that we think could happen or might happen or would be exciting or terrible or whatever it is. And then, you know, at 8 o'clock, it's all over.
I just – I mean, no disrespect to the reporter, but that's my roots, you know. And I just would never if I had the kind of relationship with Brandon Bean and I called him right now, off the air, and said, would you trade the pick? And he said, yes. And then I went to Twitter and said, my sources, I mean, you probably wouldn't name them, but my sources say the Bills would trade the pick. I would want the world I live in to go like, yeah, of course. So I would never want to make that call. I would never want to report it because there's no use to it. Like, of course, like, why would anybody think you wouldn't? Why would anybody think the Bears wouldn't trade the 9th pick? Who has ever felt that way about the 9th pick? They even have an earlier pick. I don't know. I just hate it because you should never want to even tweet that because it's so useless. But you're saying it's your job to do it. So you do it, even though there's no value at all in
it. It's her holding up her, I don't know, you can decide how significant the tent pole is that she's attached to, but everyone's just holding up the tent. Like that's it. That's a part of the gig. So
you're working for the Bears in that moment. Sure. Rappaport is working for the Patriots when he continues to say the Patriots would trade. You know, fine, I guess I kind of already knew all that.
Or the league, really. Like, it, you know, the team yeah. itself. But it's really, to me, it's the circus. And the circus is the entire Big Top. That's the whole league.
There should be a clear line between the people who work for the teams and who don't. And it's just, like, so hard to even figure that out anymore. Sometimes, anyway. Ellen is next. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, thank you.
Well, I'm just calling because I really feel like Brandon Bean is going to do something wow. He's got something planned. I just don't think that, you know, we would have cut Stephon Diggs without something in mind. I mean, I know we had the cap situation and they lost so many great players because we just couldn't afford them. But to let Diggs walk and eat that cap, I really think he's got something planned for a wide receiver. And I think we're going to see a move.
Well, I kind of agree. I felt that way at the time of the trade. This team is too good to leave it bare. It could be lots of different things. I mean, we're talking mostly right. about trade-ups or trades-up, right? But there's Brandon Ayuk, there's T. Higgins, there even are guys in free agency that have yet to sign. I like Hunter Renfrow a lot for the Bills in the past, and he's just sitting there. Maybe he's shot or something. I don't know. Michael Thomas, these other options available. I mean, I'm not saying that that's exactly at all actually Diggs equivalent, but there are a few options left for Bean is all. And, you know, the free agent guys aren't really relevant tonight.
No, but I think those are guys that if things don't go the way you want for any team that's in the receiver market, then, you know, you go looking for that. I've liked Renfrow in the past too, really to replace Cole Beasley, but I think I've done that now with Khalil Shakir, so I don't really need to go shopping for him, or like Tyler Boyd, who's been largely a slot in Cincinnati, who's still also on the market, I believe. So, but yeah, no, that's right. The focus has been on, you know, moving around the board tonight or into tomorrow to find your receiver. But yeah, Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, and who knows who else? You know, like, there again, to repeat, 2 years ago, we weren't sitting here at 440 on the day of the draft thinking about A.J. Brown or Hollywood Brown being traded. But as the first round unfolded, they got traded. And so, you know, are there other guys out there that we haven't even really thought about yet or heard about that you could, you know, hop on? I'm 100% with the caller. Since the Diggs trade, I felt like there's going to be another shoe to drop here. How big a shoe? And now we've made it all the way through those couple of weeks to draft night. So the shoe of the Brandon Ayuk trade or the T. Higgins trade or a DK Metcalf trade hasn't dropped yet. It still could tonight. Like, they could use tonight's pick to do that. They could use something for tomorrow or even next year to do that. So, like, that is still a possibility. But I think you make the Diggs trade, it would really surprise me. It's possible Bean likes enough of these guys that he can just sit back and go, whatever comes to me at 28 or a small move, I'll be fine because we like six of these guys. It's possible, but I think it's more likely, given his history, his track record, that he's willing to go, whether that's modest or whether that's gargantuan, that he's going to move to get a guy that he feels really confident can fill in what they've lost at receiver. Maybe not immediately, maybe not on September, whatever day the opener is, but, you know, soon enough that they'll have a guy that could be their number one.
You know, I appreciate the point about A.J. Brown. I can't figure out who that even could be. Maybe Metcalf is the closest, but I can't figure, like, those teams in the middle, the best names for that idea are Justin Jefferson and C.D. Lamb, because, like, it's going to be a colossal signing, re-signing by those teams, and maybe they've decided that they don't want to do that, which would be incredible. Like, that's mm-hmm. above even A.J. Brown's level.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So I can't – I know that those can blindside you, but I can't even figure out who on these teams, except for maybe Metcalf, that would be. What I think is going to happen, what I think is the – this is my guess, and maybe yours, at the likeliest outcome tonight, is Buffalo is going to move up 10 or so spots – between 4 and 12 spots. Seattle at 16, I think, is included. I would include them in this. And draft the...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Best receiver left. That's what I think is going to happen. And that'll cost them, if they spent next year's one, which it might take to do a move as high as 16, you would get another pick back. And, you know, you shuffle Saturday picks around a little bit. I think there'd be more to it. It wouldn't just be next year's one, but I think it's above next year's two. Unless it's on the low end of that, then you're at, well, we have the Minnesota pick, and this is that's what I expect to happen tonight. I think we're gonna, I think Odunze is probably out of their price range. Unless
I'm inclined to agree. Talking likelihoods, I think the big move is the hardest one to pull off, and therefore like isn't as likely as this. This is more than a modest move, though. If you're talking about next year's one, to me that like modest is fourth round pick to move up two spots to get Dalton Kincaid or Kyrie Elam. All right, bold is next year's one and two and a one and a four to go up into the top 10. Somewhere in between there is what you're talking about here, I think.
Yeah. And I do think those two outcomes are about equal in how likely they are. A trade 4 or 5 spots versus a trade with Seattle, 12 spots. Because it comes down to me to what do the Bills think? What do the Bills decide those teams between those picks will do to the wide receiver crop? Indianapolis could be very key at 15. If Indianapolis picks Thomas, that just puts more pressure on the other teams, depending on what they think of Worthy or Mitchell and so on. And if the Bills' game plan is one of those three players, say, you know what Bean does.
Thomas moves. Thomas gets picked at 15, then he's calling Seattle to try to go get Xavier Worthy.
Maybe.
Or A.D. Mitchell. I think. And I would prefer Worthy in that scenario, by the way. We've talked, I feel like, way more about A.D. Mitchell because really it's about maybe availability at 28 that we sort of start starting point often. But the Worthy idea has, I just said it to Ryan Fowler last hour, that's really grown on me. I love that idea.
Not all these teams will be eager to give the Bills their new number one receiver. You know, like Cincinnati or
Jacksonville,
Pittsburgh, or
maybe Seattle is a good target there.
Maybe Seattle is the one. Minnesota is key too, because Minnesota has 23 and they also have 11 and they don't really need a receiver. But if they trade up for a quarterback, that would very likely be to a team that does, New England or the Chargers. And then that's another team that could be a problem for Bean if Minnesota makes a trade. So keep that in the back of your mind tonight as the draft starts. If there is a Vikings trade, possibly that puts another receiver in play down around the Bills pick that probably would not have been. Any team can move in and, you know, you start, you have to clean the slate. But as of now, that's how that looks. And next year's one, I don't think the Bills want to trade this year's two because they don't have this year's three.
Right.
And they have other needs. So I think that is probably what happens. And I reserve the right to not hate it. I want to reserve the right to not hate it if the Bills move up even a lot. I probably will hate it, but I want to hear it first. I want to feel it first.
That's fair.
Sal coming up at 5. We're on Facebook Live up until 6 today with our annual draft show, this year presented by Quilted Squirrel. When you are ready to generate more leads and grow your business, call Quilted Squirrel. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. This is WGR. Round 1 of the NFL draft tonight. Welcome back, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. You can watch us, look at us on Facebook Live up until 6 today, presented by Quilted Squirrel. Sal Capaccio will join us. He's going to phone in about 12 minutes. Seems to me that the player generating the most Twitter, you call it X, buzz right now, I was trying to avoid buzz, is Brock Bowers, the Georgia tight end, commonly mocked to the Jets at 10. There's rumors of the Rams being interested in trading up for him. I don't know. The Brock Bowers machine is running hot this afternoon. I'm a little bit disappointed that we're not in that conversation. There's a quarterback, of course. Tight end, of course, also. There's no room to, you know, it's kind of a cool idea to think the Bills would get a player like this. Whoever your team is, you would love a player like this, you know, in the draft. But Kincaid.
I just did this last year, yeah, right.
Not to mention Knox,
and
right?
This clearly is a higher-rated prospect if they're talking about him going in the top 10. And you know, I'm not in the way of that, but yeah, it's not a need.
You probably have an opinion of him, though, from watching him.
I think he's a super nice player. Yeah,
two-time...
I don't want the Jets. I would like the Rams to get him, not the Jets.
Two-time Mackey Award. I mean, dominant. All these guys that came through Georgia that we're talking about, Bowers came in over him, right? He was a better, more productive player. McConkie and Mitchell that was there.
Yeah. Like Bowers, I feel like was the go-to guy in that offense. And that's, you know, for a tight end with all that talent you've got, like you're saying, on the field. I mean, that really says a lot about, I think, his profile.
So he seems to be pretty highly coveted. We'll see what happens here in the next few hours. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Sal Capaccio, and your calls as well at 803-0550. Round 1 of the draft is tonight, our Facebook Live show presented by Quilted Squirrel. Thanks for being a part of it. We'll be back after the update here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.